Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Christian Clarity in an Unclear World. Christian clarity is needed when we are living in such an unclear world, a world that anything goes, a world that has thousands of Christian denominations. The ship of state and the judgment of God, as given to the people of the book, to understand the biblical judgment and issues facing America. Many will rejoice at hearing of judgment of God on this nation. American Agenda Expunged. Battleground and the American Agenda. The plan is far from finished, and a group of patriots in America will obliterate those who try to destroy what this country was founded upon. And the following are the latest posts on warn-usa.com. Do not miss this post: Last Days America Coup Gospel Hope Advocacy at Warn Radio. Last Days America on Classic Warn Radio brings that abiding truth which all true believers in Jesus Christ have. No matter what comes, the hope of Christ Jesus never dies nor fades. And do not miss our latest Warn Radio episodes from the week of March 22nd through March 24th, 2023. Servant Disciple Persecuted for Christ, Prisoners Freed, Global Gospel News. War on Warn Radio. Declaring His Generation, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 166 on Battle Lines. And Condemn Innocent Blood Revelation, Throne of Iniquity, Part 6 on Warn Radio. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. Everything was okay, or so they thought. A truth so unbelievable, it took a miracle to fight back. Don't miss The Rising. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former black op sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. And you can get your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson, and the ebook can be found on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
Thank You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. Here we are again. Yes, we're getting close to April.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
29th of March.
March, yeah.
Yeah. Got stuck there for a minute.
And April Fool's Day next Monday, I believe.
No, it's Saturday.
Is it? You're kidding.
No. April 1st is Saturday.
Oh.
What's that joke about? That's the day of... that's the atheist day? April Fool's Day? Because the Bible says...
Yeah, it's...
The Bible says that only a fool doesn't believe in God or something like that. A fool says there is no God.
Yes. Well, we're looking up front, declaring his generation. That is Isaiah's prophetic book, part 166. Now, Tower read that as far as our, you know, reminding you that that is the shows we did last week. And this is also a featured post. And what I mean by that, I go over the posts that are on our websites. We got two. Warn-USA.com, and that's where the Warn Radio is. That's where all of our audio is, and it's also where a lot of posts are. We've got a lot of posts over there. And then on Dana Glenn Smith, or the Watchman Institute, that's the WIBR. So that's where we get the WIBR Warn Radio. And so we like to feature these. And, you know, we are on a lot of different places to listen to us. And, you know, I think one of the favorites is Spreaker. But, you know, we also are on so many others. But this particular one, declaring his generation. Now, this is from our long-running Isaiah series. And, you know, this is quite an extensive batch of audio we have for this. 166 episodes so far. And this week is 167. Now, this is last week's. Declaring his generation is this week's catchphrase of the suffering, enduring, and redeeming effects of the Lord Jesus, Yahshua, as he went through the death on the cross. Now, I might take a stop here because this particular section is in Isaiah chapter 53. And Isaiah brings the entire story to light in this glorious section. It's just a great section because you can literally take the prophecies that Isaiah talks about, you can go right into the New Testament, which we do in this series, and we will show you where they are, and you'll begin to see how Scripture is fulfilled, prophesied on the one hand, fulfilled on the other. And so it's just an amazing, amazing section here. Of course, if you're born again and truly know the Lord, if you're not, you know, you're not going to want to listen anyway. So, but this is a great section. And, of course, we talk about the death of the cross, the resurrection, the triumphant work, which sets all those free who believe on his name and what he did. And, you know, as our world and our own nation in America face the end of days, prophecy is coming to life faster than ever. And you and I are sitting on the precipice of the fulfillment of all things that our Lord told us.
That's right.
And so here, declaring his generation was left to the apostles, and we find that in there. And I'm making a point to bring that up because that is very, very important. So you're going to have to listen. Go over there, and you can start at the beginning, or you can start, where we're at now. But there's a lot of episodes. You can download them if you want to. And we will be changing a lot of this in the future because we're getting so many of them. And so we're going to still have it. But we're looking at upgrading. We've already upgraded the websites, but we're looking at doing a few other things to them. So be sure to check out our at warren-usa.com. Get right on the front, and you'll see a slider. You'll also see the posts, and you can clearly find the posts. And you can also get up in the nav bar on warren-usa.com, and that's where we have a lot of featured series that we have, and we do a lot of series, and so you can listen to them and go up in the nav bar and find them. So be sure to check out warren-usa.com and check out this one. It'll be right on the front page, Declaring His Generation, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 166. And personally for me, I think that this one and that we're doing in Isaiah 53 is just a diamond. It's just great. And if you've never heard this and presented this way, you're going to really like it. So check it out. Check all the episodes out, and you can take your time and listen to them, but it's going to take you a while if you're going to listen to all of them, because we've got 166 one-hour episodes, and that's going to take you a while. So we're also going to be looking at next. I've got something that comes from Jeff King, International Christian Concern. And, I like to get these. He sends them out, and we have quite a number of these that Warren Radio supports. We send money to the, because we're an advocate for the persecuted church, and we like to get funds over to these people. And all these ministries that we deal with, they all have boots on the ground. In other words, there's someone that represents them. You know exactly what they're doing. And so last December, 13 Christian families, and this is what Jeff writes. He says, "Dear Dana," and then he says, "Last December, 13 Christian families were violently driven out of their village in India due to their faith." Now, this happens a lot. We just did another story not too long ago of the same thing happening. I mean, it happens. This is what happens. So if we're looking at America, and it is in turmoil, there's a lot of trouble in America right now, and I'm not going to get into the political aspects of it, but needless to say, this kind of thing goes on globally, where Christian families are driven out, and in India, when this happens, it's one reason only: their faith. They're Christians. And despite immense pressure from fellow villagers and the village chief to deny their newfound faith, the Christians remain steadfast. And one of the villagers said that even if he has to die, he will be ready. but not deny his faith in Christ. Sadly, the threats that he and his fellow Christian villagers are facing are very real. Today, will you set aside a moment to join us in prayer for these 13 courageous families? And I ask you to pray for the persecuted church. It's very, very important, and we do pray for all of these, and you pray with us, and even, you know, in the future, pray for the persecuted church. And this comes from Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, and it's amazing what, when you look at the amount of these kind of organizations and what they try to do. And so that's really important. So I think that, you know, of all the shows that we do, and our advocacy show is on Wednesdays, and we do our own recording in our studio, and then I get it distributed to wherever it goes. And then on Thursdays, we have our Isaiah series, which is long-running. And then Friday morning, I have another one, Sound the Shofar, which right now, it's doing the Throne of Iniquity. And so we have a lot of these things ongoing all the time, 3 days a week, in-depth, intense, Bible studies, biblical. We take this very, very serious, and very, very refreshing. I mean, it's just like when you're looking through like what we've been covering, it is so such a blessing, and it's so real. And so I admonish you, stay in there with the Lord, look to Him, and check out warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. We have articles on both sites. You can listen to the shows over on Dana Glenn Smith because we have an embed over there. We also put them up on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we're on Spotify. I mean, there's just a lot of them we're on. So, you know, chances are pretty good that we're on a platform that you're familiar with. So look for Warren Radio, or another one we go by is Visions Advocacy. But usually you can find it at Warren Radio. So pray for the persecuted church. And so are you ready for yours, Tower?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
This story comes to us via godreports.com. I think this is an exciting story. It's a demon-possessed refugee girl set free in Lebanon. The Muslim uncle of a 17-year-old girl under demonic influence was upset when local missionaries arrived at the door of their home in a Syrian refugee camp. It was the Islamic month of Ramadan, and she had reacted violently when a Muslim cleric attempted to help her, according to a report by Christian Aid Mission. The cleric had been met by the young woman's screams and her aggressively pushing him away from the home. A local ministry leader says, was recounting this story, as he began to leave, their daughter encouraged a quick movement from the property as she picked up stones and began throwing them his way. He left promptly and did not return nor seek out her parents. And the girl's parents mentioned she often would shout at no one and for no apparent reason, and she would throw objects at others. Being Muslim, the family requested a visit by a Muslim cleric for 3 days. But when he finally showed up, the girl repulsed him. The Muslim parents then decided to seek help from Christian missionaries, and when they showed up, the girl's uncle was none too happy, because Muslims often detest Christian missionaries. And reluctantly, the uncle let the missionaries in. They shared scripture from the Bible demonstrating Jesus' power, and authority to confront and defeat the demonic realm. And it was a powerful opportunity to share about prayer and its power, the leader informed, recognizing that this presentation was completely different from their context, which is Islam. The one that had failed them thus far, they requested prayer to the Christian God. So with courage and humility, the leaders prayed. The girl was healed, touched powerfully by God in a way that set her free. Understandably, her parents desired to learn more about Christianity. Everyone listened intently, including the formerly irritated uncle who met us the last time, the leader said. There is more work to do with this family, but progress is happening. So please pray for the girl's family that they will find freedom and salvation in Jesus. That's a great story. I love to hear that.
Well, you know it is. And, you know, you think about miracles and signs and wonders and stuff. But there's definitely a move of God.
Amen.
And we see it on the mission field. And we also see it here in America. But there's so many issues here in America right now that you're going to have to focus on the Lord and pray and seek Him.
That's very true.
Because there's a lot of things that are coming. And it's going to take prayer period.
Yes, it is. It's very disturbing.
So next we've got something from Forum 18. And I've done stories from Forum 18 off and on for quite a few years. And this one is on Russia. So it's beaforum18.org. Now that's the number 18. So it's forum, F-O-R-U-M, 18, the number 18, .org, and you'll find them. And they have a lot of stories coming from over around Europe and Russia and stuff like that. Now this one is interesting, because there were Russians protesting the fact that Moscow, you know, Russia, had invaded the Ukraine. And they did not, now the people, and there's more than just this one story on this, because, you know, Russia stops them from protesting. In Moscow, police decided that Rostislav Charushin's poster, quoting three of the Bible's Ten Commandments, including "Thou shalt not kill," clearly expresses a negative attitude toward the use of armed forces of the Russian Federation to protect the interests of the Russian Federation and its citizens. And I always think this is, you know, always misleading. It's the same thing in some of our own politics. They didn't like "thou shalt not kill" because, well, see, the people that put it up don't want Russia in there killing people like they're doing. And so Putin's intent on being in there. So Forum 18 asked Moscow City Interior Ministry. See, and this is another thing. Forum 18 is able to get in places where most reporters couldn't. Because they work in this whole area. They work in a lot of Muslim areas, a lot of areas throughout. And they asked the Interior Ministry why police officers had detained. I'm losing some signal here.
Well, that isn't good.
Yeah.
Okay. That should be better. Now, and so they wanted to find out, and he was peacefully expressing his beliefs. And why would such actions be considered discreditation of the armed forces? Now, the press office refused to answer. And, of course, they said on grounds of personal data protection. But the fact of it is that Russia don't like anybody. A lot of these countries don't button into their affairs. In February, now this is a big name, Yekaterina Kukharskaya.
Yeah, Skaya. I don't see how you can pronounce it.
I mean to tell you, these names are amazing. I mean, I wouldn't want a long name. I don't know if I could remember how to write it down. At any rate, this person put stickers around the regional capital saying, "Thou shalt not kill," from the Sixth Commandment. And they also had various anti-war slogans. And this is a woman. I thought she was because it's Katerina. And they have a Y-E in front of it. Yekaterina. At any rate. And so they charged her in the administrative code. And she was due to appear in the court on the 20th of this month. And so then here's another one. This is a man in Vladivostok. Vladivostok. And they took him to a psychiatric unit because he protested against the war with a poster of the Sixth Commandment, and he was detained twice more in February.
That's crazy.
And so, you know, the thing of it is, we have people here in this country, a lot of them, that want socialism. You have no rights in socialism. They're limited. They're not like in America. And yet we have a lot of kids that have been taught by teachers, and
they've been deceived.
Yeah, brainwashed.
Yes.
And so now they like socialism. Anybody with any brains knows what happens. So, at any rate, it's just the way it is. But we can see from this particular article, and there's a lot more to it, we're not going to go through it, but the bottom line of it is that, you know, Russia is Russia. You know, and Putin is, you know, in his former work-a-day job, he was part of the KGB. And then when the Soviet Union fell, he got other work to do there. And, of course, when he got elected as president, or whatever they call him, you know, he's been doing this job for a long time. And now when Trump talked to him, when Trump was in office, they got some things done. Matter of fact, you know, Trump did a real good job when he was dealing with North Korea, China, and Russia. And it was even Putin, you know, who condemned the politics that, you know, that goes against Trump. And he was one of those that came out and said that you cheated on the election to keep him from winning. And that's what they did. I think that's clear, you know. But there's a lot of people that don't want to believe that because they don't want to admit it. But
yeah,
we know what's
right.
Going on in this country. But there again, I don't want to get into the political parts of this. But needless to say, you know, we can find here, you know, a clear thing. You know, this is socialism. Socialism is not free. So, it just amazes me. You put up, you know, thou shalt not kill, and automatically they're all offended.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous.
It is. It's because they're a country without God.
Yeah. Okay, you read Russians. We're at Uganda now. This is via ChristianNews.net. And, you know, this is another one of these things we don't like. 40 Christian children are lured by a Muslim posing as the leader of a Christian charity, and they're offering free education.
Oh, my goodness.
But the police caught up with him, well, two of them, in connection, because they had kidnapped 40 Christian children who were lured by this Muslim posing as the leader of a Christian charity.
That's terrible.
Now, the guy was a 27-year-old. His name is Shiraji. And he had lured children to a hotel with promises of school scholarships, and was possibly planning to sell them to a rebel militant group in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So on February 2nd, police rescued 40 children from that hotel.
Thank God.
And, you know, it's been some
thank
time
Lord.
Ago, but we have covered the fact that a lot of these radical Muslim groups that foment war in Africa, you know, they will sell the kids they get, including the girls. They'll marry them, if nothing else. They'll subscript them, you know, conscript them to fight for them. You know, and so, you know, this is just, you know, they want to fight so bad, these Muslims. And they want to kill Christians and Jews, among others. And they're a warring religion. Very few of the Muslim countries that really, really do want to have some kind of a peace. And when you're kidnapping kids, in my book, you're worse than the frickin' devil.
Yeah, that's right.
A pastor in the city first learned of this alleged scam from church members, of all people, who told him a Christian organization was registering children for scholarship for a school in another district in central Uganda. I wouldn't want my kids to go.
No, I wouldn't either.
So parents made use of the opportunity to register for the offer, and said the pastor, whose name is withheld for security. And then later, an elder of this particular pastor informed him that many children from the church were in a Continental Hotel in West Nile subregion, not even in the region where they were supposed to be. At least that's what I get from this. And so the pastor got concerned and rang the police to check on the children. And, you know, he wasn't involved in the process. And so the officers rushed the hotel, and they found children aged 5 to 16 and learned they had been booked on a bus heading into the Democratic Republic of Congo. And they revealed that the guy that was doing it was not a Christian, but a Muslim. He disguised himself as a Christian And so that's how come he is able to register them. And this was originally reported to Morning Star News. You know, that's irritating.
It is. It's, you see,
and thank God they found it out.
Yeah, I am thankful. Thank God.
I mean, can you imagine all them people who are Christians, and they registered their kids for their good so they would have some schooling?
Right. Boy, the guilt you would feel.
And this dipwit thought he would take the kids.
Thank God he was found out. Thank you, Lord.
Well, you know, I think they ought to take this guy out and shoot him.
Well, there was a woman involved, too.
Yeah. Shoot her, too. When you're doing this to children, there shouldn't be any mercy for you. This is... And you know, the problem of it is, we hear about this all the time.
Yes, all the time.
In one way or another, these people prey on kids. You know, when I was a kid, I had a hobby, which was raising tropical fish. And one thing I found out, that is when the mama fish had the baby fish, you had to get them out of the way or they'd be eaten. And so that was a lesson. You had to have a special tank where when she had these, the babies could drop down below her into another portion of the tank where they're safe, but she can't get to them. And then when they get older, they're fine. But if they're small, she'll eat them. And I think about the human nature here. You know, and we're always reporting on people taking advantage of children. And I mean, and that's one thing about the border. You know, we're talking sexual things with these kids. Kidnapping them.
Oh, I know.
Taking them away.
It's
and there's
horrible.
Also another part that is horrifying where... these kids are used in satanic ceremonies. Now, this is all true. We have covered this stuff, and we took it from references and actual occurrence. This stuff happens, and it just is, you know, if it irritates me, it irritates the Lord. It bothers him. But he handles it different. He said... You know, he warned about those who would hurt these children or a little one. It would be better if a millstone was thrown around that was tied to their neck and they were thrown into the depths of the sea. It'd be better for them to have that done than actually stand before the Lord on the day of judgment.
That's scary.
Yeah. So if you think it's bad... with a millstone around your neck being thrown into the depths of the sea, think what the other judgment's going to be. God is not going to allow people who take advantage of these children. Now, that includes also another aspect, and that is abortion, and that is also under blood guilt, where these people in America want to kill a baby all the way up to, I think it's 9 months after they've been born.
Oh, now, I don't know. Last I knew it was a month, but things
changed. No, it's further than that, because that came out not too long ago. And so they're all mad that there's people that don't like this. And so, you know, let me kill babies. I mean, can you imagine that? Even 1 month after.
I can't imagine even aborting them. How can they be so cold-hearted and hard-hearted and wicked to kill a baby?
Well, there's loss of natural affection. That's the biggest.
Yeah. And
that's what Paul said.
Well, and you see parents and step-parents and grandparents involved in murders of the children. It's just horrifying.
It is. And I just hate this kind of thing going on.
Yeah, me too.
You know, if there's one thing I hate adults doing this to kids.
They can't even protect themselves.
You know, for that matter, Joe Biden's daughter, she is on social media. And I've seen her several times on social media, and the only post that I've ever seen her put up is that my dad molested me in the shower many times. So I want to know, why is he still the president, and why hasn't someone taken that fart of a president and done something with him? Who knows? So, make no mistake, the Biden administration is wicked. It's corrupt. And there's parts of this nation that is vile and corrupt. So, at any rate, you ready for yours?
Yes. This is becoming a Christian. This comes to us from CBN. Christian Broadcast Network, and it's unorthodox evangelist artist reaches unlikely audience. And this is from a story about a world-class artist. Reverend Billy Graham once said, "Sincerity is the biggest part of selling anything, including the Christian plan of salvation." In London, CBN News met a renowned artist whose sincere search for God has made him a most unlikely evangelist. Charlie McCaskey has been described as a world-class artist, selling artwork to the likes of Whoopi Goldberg and Sting. He invited CBN News into his home, which doubles as an art studio in the Brixton neighborhood of London. Surrounded by dozens of his paintings and drawings, we ask him when he discovered he had artistic ability. "It's a good question. I mean, I think I probably knew that I could draw at school, but I think you need a reason to draw." And he said he found that reason 25 years ago in a London park. An atheist at the time, he said he had a feeling that there must be more to this than meets the eye. And he says, "Jesus quietly introduced me to a journey into finding people really beautiful, which is how my art really began. Because I felt inside me he was going, 'Look, how beautiful is that guy sitting on that bench?' And I would have never noticed him before." And one of his most notable works is a bronze sculpture called The Return of the Prodigal Son, wherein Charlie captures the raw emotion of the familiar parable. It's located at Holy Trinity, Brompton, one of the most influential churches in the Church of England. McCaskey is a popular speaker in England, particularly with unbelievers. Charlie appeals to people outside of the church because he's not what they expect. You know, when you have that sort of picture of the evangelist, you don't picture Charlie McCaskey. And I think that's what's so wonderful about him. He can be a bit unorthodox, like one day he told the story of hearing a gospel song for the first time at a music festival inside a portable toilet that was so filthy he stood on the seat to avoid the overflow. Describing the scene to the congregation, he played the gospel song, "Oh Happy Day," performed by the Edwin Hawkins Singers. McCaskey related how the song pierced through his atheism, moving him to tears, and he says, "In the loo," that's what they call the toilet, "in the loo, bawling," he said, "atheist, atheist, bawling." He's very humble and very unpretentious, Gumbels says. He tells stories about himself, and he said, "I didn't really know what had happened to me, But as I was feeling it, my foot slipped and I went up to here in the poo. And he realized that they were naughty people, unreligious people. What did he say? While McKesky's stories may not be for the faint of heart, he points out that the closest to Jesus, the disciples, could also be described as objectional. I realized that they were naughty people, unreligious people, people who didn't really have a religious etiquette and probably wouldn't be welcomed in the church. After the congregation recovers from the most graphic part of his Lou story, he points out, I thought Christianity was be clean, come to church, be nice, don't use the F word, and you'll be accepted and liked because that's the thing. And if you want to belong, be a certain way. And he says, You're loved. You're loved as you are, covered in whatever it is, on the outside and on the inside. Yeah, that's a good story, huh?
Yeah, it really is.
And I bet he reaches a lot of people because of his unorthodox ways.
Well, you know, and I can relate to that particular incident, so. Yes, sirree. Yeah, but if you're squeamish, yeah. You'd have a few issues with that.
I wouldn't have been in there with the stuff up to the top.
But, you know, here's the guy, and if he never had much discipleship training, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, that he hasn't been taught. But the one thing he had was natural talent, which he used.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than natural talent. I've seen people that, you know, can draw beautiful or paint beautiful.
Or sing a
song. And it's just
song.
Like they take out a brush and they, you know, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, we're over in North Dakota now because a bunch of lawmakers turned their back on a chaplain. It was in the Senate there, and they turned their backs on the chaplain. This says last month, but we've had this story for a bit. It goes back to February 8th, and she led the politicians in prayer. And, you know, it was supposed to be a display, you know, we're all unified and all this, and you're looking to God. And her name is Dr. Leanne Simmons. She's the reverend or the pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Bismarck. And we've been up in Bismarck. And she said, when I saw it, though, my first reaction is, oh, that looks really ugly. Well, turning your back is ugly. But you see, at the start of each floor session, Simmons, one of the many local religious leaders to deliver the invocation inside the state capitol, was praying over the Senate on February 8th. And then a couple of Republicans turned away from the minister as she spoke. And what it was a universal prayer. And you know, this says, Creator of the universe and all people therein, you who formed humankind in your image, placing them in this world in all their diversity, differing colors, genders, races, ethnicities, and language, we praise you for the splendor of your creation and the love that motivated your hand on this earth. She says, when I was praying about pluralism and diversity, genders and races, that was the point at which they looked at each other and turned. And she says, that seems like a kind of benign prayer. But see, there is an issue here.
Yes.
You know, I don't pray in the name of the Creator of the universe. He is Creator of all things. But the bottom line of it is, He is our God and our Father, and you pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's right.
And so, you know, I wouldn't be interested in having her pray. And she's, see, and the other issue is, she's supposed to be a Christian minister with a Christian denomination, see. And in today's world, in America, or over here, you know, somewhere else, you know, you have Christian ministers that pray, but they're not praying, you know, according to scriptural bounds. And, you know, I just won't do that. And I don't agree with it. And, of course, her church is associated with the Presbyterian Church, and if you know anything about them, they're very progressive. And they ordain those who identify with the LGBT community. And, of course, that's all politically motivated. But, see, if you want the power of God, if you want the real truth, and if you want redemption, you need to understand that there's only one God and our Father and one Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Period.
Amen.
And there's only one name whereby you can be saved, and that is through Christ Jesus. There's no other. So, you know, and I wanted to bring this out because today in America and around the world, there are people that do that. There are denominations that will, you know, everybody's open to it and they can come in and do whatever they want to. But the bottom line of it is, redemption is not that way. And salvation is not that way. And if you think you're saved because you go in there and some dude up there that's supposed to be the minister knowingly knows that you're in a lifestyle that is opposed to the biblical mandate for salvation and redemption, then he's an anathema. And you shouldn't have anything to do with him or her. So there is that.
Right.
Now, you know, you have a choice too. You can believe what you want to believe, because we're in that time. You know, you don't have to take my word for it. You go out and do what you want, and then at the end of days, you know, when you stand before the Lord, you'll find the truth. I'm telling you the truth. And we need to be less political in our churches and more apostolic, getting back to what the Lord taught the apostles and what the apostles taught the first church. Because a church is not going to get you to heaven. You must be born again by the Spirit, John 3. You must receive him, John chapter 1. And in 1 John 1, it says, if we walk in the light as he is the light, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You have to be in the light of Jesus. You have to walk as he walked. You have to be born again by the Spirit. There has to be, it's a supernatural being born again. It's not done by the will of man. So, that's where we're at on that. There's a lot of things going on in North Dakota.
Yeah.
And they said, however, there's some of them that saw her prayer as not a benign prayer. They considered it as people lobbying from the prayer pulpit as something we don't believe in.
Yeah, that's right.
And he believes, this one guy believes, Simmons was using her spiritual platform to make a political statement about the transgender bills the lawmakers would be voting on. And that's true.
Yep. I believe that.
One of the bills before the North Dakota lawmakers would make it a Class B felony, equatable to manslaughter and punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine to perform transgender-related surgeries on minors. According to God's Word, people who are called to preach God's Word are held to a higher level of accountability. And of course, the Presbyterian Church is very progressive. I could get into details, but I'm not going to. So, I wanted to be sure and cover that.
Yeah, that's a good story. I'm glad you did.
And because you got to separate the fruits from the nuts. You got to make sure you know. You need to stick in the Word of God. You need to stick with what it says. And don't go with those who screw the Word of God around every which way but loose. And come up with a different conclusion. You have to keep the context of what is taught. And you need to teach and preach the truth. Witness the truth. I don't give one iota for what denominations there are. I want to know, are they preaching Jesus Christ of Nazareth and his Father? Are they preaching the gospel that was as Jesus Yahshua gave it? That's what matters.
That's right.
So, with that, we got through that. We've been through, let's see. We were in Uganda, in Russia, in India. We really got around this time.
The UK?
Yeah, we should be tired. That's a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
So at any rate...
In Lebanon? Yeah, we were a lot of places.
Yeah, and we got a few minutes that we can close her out.
Well, I think it's exciting to see what God's doing around the world in these last days and in the United States.
Yeah. And
no matter what happens, we are the victors. We're going to win triumphantly.
Live or die in Jesus Christ.
We are triumphant.
We are triumphant.
Amen. We are.
And that's all there is to it.
Thank
do not fear
Jesus.
What men can do unto you, but fear him who can kill the body and destroy the soul in hell.
Yeah. And
yea, fear him.
The fear of man brings a snare. But whoso trusts in the Lord shall be safe.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind.
That's right.
So and be sure you know Yahshua.
He is true to his word, and he is faithful.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And come to him, especially now. So we're going to have to close her out, okay. Tower.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for being here with us. It's always a pleasure. We love you. We pray for you. We pray for your safety and your well-being. We always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. Please pray for your brethren around the world. Pray for us as we pray for you. We love you. And good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows, read the articles. You can send us a contact message through our contact page. But check out the shows, check out the articles, and share them with your friends. Until next time, friends, take care of yourselves. May the Lord bless you. May he lead you and guide you and keep you and your loved ones safe. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.